I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me.
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio.
There is nothing about this whole scenario that doesn't make me so disgusted I want to violently vomit out my own internal organs. I despise you both so intensely that I can't tell if my vision is blurry from my near-death experience or from my unforgiving rage. If allowed, once I am back to full health, I will gut you with an honest-to-God smile on my face, and then proceed to paint the home I built with your bodies with your very blood.
Something going on. Close that. Make sure it doesn't close everything. Anyways, this is RSN Live with your crazy over the top host DJ person voice. So everything goes with C Rax, don't you know? So, alright. Hopefully everything's back on. I just noticed there's like a tag or something. Kind of just like floating here. What is that? What the hell's floating? I got like some kind of hangy thingy on the back here. Did that get it? You know, it's probably some kind of tag or something. Anywho. Yep, that's me. With the tails hat. I've always got the tails hat. Second of two Sonic shirts that I acquired at ASIN a couple of weeks ago. So, oh, and this is for the podcast, which we are actually finally recording this time. Oh, yes. We are finally recording. In case anyone was curious as to what got goofed up last week, it was some kind of weird bug where the permissions weren't set right. I kind of like set this all up. I had to reinstall the operating system on my laptop a few weeks ago, and I never bothered to reset the Internet DJ console, which is the software I use for all this. And long story short, it wasn't set up fully last week, and that led to some problems. But this week, everything's good, everything's flowing. The soundboard effect is working.
How's the next?
No. You stop.
No!
Yeah, I got all these.
It's no use!
I have no idea.
Here comes a billboard!
There is one bug in the software. It's not really naming these like it should, so. Yeah, I don't move things a lot in this room. Anywho. So, RSN Live, voice. I don't know what. Why do I have like an echo effect going on? Anyone else hearing that? Anyone else hear echo? Maybe it's just me. I'm hoping it's just me. I'll find out on the podcast when I check it out. So, if you want to contact me during the show, there's, of course, the IRC chat rooms, irc.afternet.org and irc.surrealchat.net. In both of those networks, I'm hanging out in RSN. So if you connect, it's just --join --#, what have you, RSN. And then, of course, on Surreal Chat, because most of you guys seem to hang out on Surreal Chat. I haven't been able to get you guys to move to Afternet, despite the fact that Surreal Chat is just... There's always something wrong with surreal chat. I just don't know what it is. From, you know, network splits to broken, broken shit. Network breaking services. You know, from a programming standpoint, I look at that and I kind of freak out. Anyways, I'm going off track here. Of course, there's also the Twitch chat, which is twitch.tv/voice06. Voice, all in lowercase. So, you can also reach me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is just quite simply RSN Voice. I didn't go very special or anything like that. Supposedly you're supposed to use your real name, but use real names is, you know. And of course, if you're listening to this as a podcast, you either got it from RSN or Radio Sega Media. So, just for those of you listening to the podcast, there is in fact a live broadcast of this that I'm actually doing right now. You're missing out because you get to see me look like a jackass in front of all four of you that are watching right now. The number goes up as the show goes along. I guess there's people that are doing things during the day, and that just doesn't make sense. Why would you do things during the day? Yeah, but you have to keep in mind that one of those five is actually me, because I'm watching the stream, and Twitch counts that. So, I have to watch the stream to make sure it's actually running properly. I could watch, you know, OBS all the time, but that's not really indicative of what's actually going on Twitch. So, yeah. Alright then. I don't know. I don't know who's all watching. Oh, there is actually, I'm not gonna say who's watching. It'll be a surprise. Yes, somebody go bug Trucky and let him know that the show is currently live. He is not watching, by the way. So, yeah. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and dive into some music real quick. By the way, I have nothing to talk about again, so expect a lot of awkward pauses and silences this show. That's just the name of the game. Oh, this voice are some life.
We'll be right back. nothing it all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Fact to fact, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Just one single hand. Seven rings in hand. Arrowed hearts.
All right. So, yeah, I did say I was going to read fan fiction, and I'm having to live up to this, aren't I? I've been linked to fan fiction, and I actually had a whole plan to have, I don't know if you guys have ever heard the theme song to the Alfred Hitchcock series, but I was going to have that going. I need, like, some, like, I don't know if I can do dramatic. I'm not a voice actor. I'm not Mike. I'm not Roger. As you can tell, my voice sucks, which is kind of ironic given my nickname online. Yeah. What I need is, like, some, like, if someone can link me to, like, epic, symphonic, like, dramatic music, I think that would make this go along a lot better. Although, I don't think how this would make sense for a fan fiction called Undercover Star. I do have your Sonic the Hedgehog World War II Dragon fanfic pulled up as well. I really have no idea how this is going to work. I have a monotone voice. First off, where the hell is Kit? She's the one who was, like, egging me on to do this. And she's a no-show. Here you go, voice. Copy link address. Keep in mind, I'm gonna have to pause this right away. Perseus. Hold on a second. This might take a while to download. Because I have to get the format right. And then I gotta convert the file, because I'm kind of that person. I could honestly kill my laptop doing this. Oh, I want F. Capital F. Capital F. There we go. See, like I said, I gotta convert it. So, give me 30 seconds. Well, it's gonna take more than 30 seconds. It's checking it. Alright, it's downloading it. What are we at? Oh, it's 100% done. What do we got? So, FFmpeg. Let's see. MP3. Convert. I have no idea what it's converting to. It's converting to something. Alright, it says it finished. Let's see what we got here. So let's put in this playlist over here, shall we? Alright, let's see what this music is real quick. 14 minutes, it doesn't make sense. The video says 6. This is kind of confusing me. Well then. I don't know. Sure, why not? We'll give this a shot. We'll make this... Actually, you know what? We're going to make this hilariously... like, butchered. I'm not gonna go with your World War II Dragon one. I'm gonna go with the Undercover Star. Let's go ahead and, God, this is gonna be so fucking horrible, man. You guys asked for it. I gotta loop it. Alright, here we go. So, RSN Live presents Undercover Star. Summary. Amy is a 16-year-old singer from the famous band Blood Red Roses. But her and her bandmates are tired of the constant attention. They sneak away and go to Edmonton. Then they start attending Chaos High and pray they won't be discovered. Is this good enough? Are we getting there? I need some input. I need input. Alright, whatever. Chapter 1, Sick of Thing. I pushed through a group of paparazzi. rush into the house. I force the door shut and quickly lock it. I'm so sick of this, I growl as I walk over to the couch my bandmates are on. I sit down and growl again. I know, Ames. We all are. Bruce says, sighs, says, well, I already fucked this up. I really should see who all is in this, because then, it, like, I guess it could make sense voice-wise. Alright. So I have no idea. Let me read this real quick, because I gotta, like, get an idea of who all is in this. Like, okay, so what do we got here? We got Amy, obviously. We got Rouge, we got Blaze, we got Cream. So apparently it's just those four. So,
it's no use!
Yeah, I do have to lower the music a little bit. It doesn't make sense. Okay. I'm gonna try this. Apparently there's, like, multiple chapters. But, I think we'll just do this one chapter for today, because I have no idea how bad this is gonna be. Alright. So, take two. Okay, as we were getting. Chapter one. Sick of Fame. I pushed through the group of paparazzi and rushed into the house. I forced the door shut and quickly locked it. I'm so sick of this, I growl, as I walk over to the couch my bandmates are on. I sit down and growl again. I know, Ames. We all are. She sighs, and I look over at her. She has her white hair down and is wearing her unusual black cocktail dress. Yeah, it's getting old. Blaze agrees as she lets her purple fur down. She's in a pair of black skinny jeans and a black tank top.
Sometimes I just wish we were a little teenager.
Cream sighs and frowns. She has tears in her eyes. Well, I've already misread this, so I'm gonna keep gunning through it. We'll see what happens. As you can tell, this is kinda like already gone insanely awkward. Okay, whatever. Cream sighs and frowns. She has her ears tied up in as ponytail. That's literally how it's actually written. Tied up in as ponytail. So that's part of the hard part of the reading. Whatever. And is wearing a yellow sundress. Normal teenagers, I think, over what she said. She has said, snap my fingers. That's it, I exclaim, and everyone looks at me. This won't end well. Amy has an idea, Blaze snickers as I glare at her. That's right, I'm making Blaze into Shadow, in case anyone's curious. Oh, and in case anyone wanted to read along, there's the link in the chat. Shut up and hear me out, I growl, and she sighs. Okay, well, I was thinking, what if we go to a high school, like normal teenagers, I ask, and Rouge frowns. I don't even remember what I did for her voice. But the paparazzi will find us. How will that work, she asks, and I smirk. Simple. We go somewhere where nobody knows who we are, I explain, and Cream smiles brightly. That could actually work, but where will we go, she asks, and I think for a moment. Emerald Town. They have no idea who we are, Blaze exclaims and nods. Well, then, it's Well, then, it's decided. We'll leave for Emerald Town tonight, I announce to them, and they nod to agreement. The night. 10:30 p.m. I pull my hood further over my face as we go to our secret jet, which we load our luggage onto it and go inside. We see a figure standing in there, and I gasp, startled. Then I recognize it's our pilot. It is our jet pilot, oh my god, really? Really? Fucking really? It is... Then I recognize it as our jet pilot, Silver. He smiles at us, mainly ablaze, if I might add. They are together, and I have a feeling that he may propose after she turns 21. We take a seat, and Silver goes to the cockpit. We relax as the jet descends into the sky. We smile at each other, and I yawn and I lay down. So do the others. I'm happy this will be a long flight. I need plenty of sleep, I think, as I start to fall asleep. Good night, girls, I whisper, and their reply is silence. They had already fallen asleep, so I decided to do the same.
Next day, 10:45 a.m.
Wake up, girls! Silver yells, and I sit up quickly. I get a head rush, and my hands fly to my head. I look up at Silver and realize that we're in echo town. 5 more minutes, Rouge. Mom, Rouge groans and stays laying down. I get up and walk over to her. I grab hold of her blanket that she has rolled herself up into. I pull it hard. She spun and fell face first onto the floor. She gets up and sends me a glare that says, I'll get you for that. Blaze snickers and Rouge glares at her as well. God, this is so bad. We get our luggage and get off the jet. We turn to Silver and I smile. Thanks, Silver. Call you if we need anything, I say, and he nods. Blaze sets her luggage and rushes over to him. She kisses him passionately and hugs him. I'll see you soon, he says, and she smiles. Then Blaze comes over to us and picks up her luggage. Let's get a move on, people. Rouge man, as she hovers in the air. Is anyone like... How much longer is it through this? Okay, I got 2 more sections. All right.
Same day, 5 p.m.
We walk into the restaurant, and I hold my breath. I then sigh. We weren't surrounded by a swarm of paparazzi. We get a table and we order a... The yellow fox walks up to us and examines us. I can't do a good Tails voice, so... Like, I've already exhausted my range of voices. I know you guys, he explains, and I suck in a sharp breath. You too? I ask and he nods. Yeah, you guys just moved into the house next to mine, right? He asks. We sigh in relief. Yeah, that's us, Cream says, and I see her cheeks turn slightly pink. Someone's gonna get it on. Cool, I'm Tails, the fox says. He extends his hand out to Cream. Hi, Tails, I'm Cream, she tells him and hesitantly shakes his hand. This is Rouge, Blaze, and Amy, she tells him and points at us as she says her name. Nice to meet you all. Will you be attending our school? He asked, and I looked at him in confusion. What school do you go to? I asked, and he grinned. Chaos High. It's a great school. I hope you decide to go to it, he says, and I think of the name and the school we had applied for last night. Yeah, we'll be... Wow, I'm really screwing this up. Yeah, we'll be attending your school, I tell him in his grin. I don't even know who's talking at this point. He's in his grin whines. Great, I'll see you guys tomorrow then, he says to leave. Cream stares longingly after him, and I snicker. Cream, you have the hots for him, don't you? And she turns bright red. What? Of course not, she mutters as our food arrives. Yeah, whatever, I say, and dig into my food. This is like... It's a shift in music.
Next day. Tuesday, 7:30 a.m. Are you getting annoyed with the sound of my voice? Voice.
I stretch as I get out of bed and look over at the alarm clock. Oh, it's 7:30, I mumble and lay back down, only to sit up startled. 7:30? Girls, get up, we're late, I yell and jump out of bed. I run into my closet and pull out an outfit. I pull it on and pull my quills into a ponytail. I look down at myself and feel satisfied. Ooh.
Oh my.
I'm wearing a pair of white skinny jeans and a white t-shirt with a rose on it. I grab my back, which I got yesterday. I run out to the living room when the girls are there. I think the writer meant to say backpack. Whatever. Bruce is in a black mini skirt and a purple tank top. She has her hair down and has on some ruby red lipstick. Blaze is in a pair of black shorts and an army print t-shirt. And finally, Cream is in a dark blue sundress and has her ears up in a ponytail again. We rush outside and hop into Bruce's convertible. That's right, she's got a convertible. Watch out. We drive to school and everyone stares at us. We go inside the school and up into and go to our assigned homeroom. We open the door and everyone stares at us.
You're late!
Teacher says and looks up at us. He examines us and smiles. Oh,
you must be the new students,
he says as we walk over to him. Yeah, that's us, Blaze says and crosses our arms.
Well, tell everyone your names,
he says, and I sigh in irritation. I'm Cream, Cream says, and stares at the ground.
I'm Blaze.
Wow, I got them mixed up.
I'm Blaze.
And I'm Rouge,
Blaze and Rouge tell them as they frown.
And I'm Amy,
I say, teacher smile widens.
Wonderful. Well, since you're new, I'll let you off with a warning this once.
He says, and I roll my eyes.
Sit in an empty seat,
he says, and I nod.
Walk to the back of the room.
Sit in seats way in the back. Some people gasp, and others send us sympathetic looks. A purple hedgehog turns around, and she looks right at me.
I wouldn't sit there if I were you,
she whispers, and I look confused.
Why not?
Before she can answer, the classroom door is pushed open. Three guys enter and look right at us.
That's why,
she says, and turns around as the guys walk towards us.
That's our seat,
the blue hedgehog says, and I roll my eyes.
I don't see your names on it,
I state simply, and the red guy growls.
Move it,
he demands, and I scowl at him.
No, I will not move. Amy,
Cream,
Rouge, Blues,
Blaze. Sorry,
Blaze.
I hear someone yell and see it's Tails.
Hi, Tails. God, I'm really messing up. Hi, Tails.
Cream squeals and blushes. Tails rushes over to us and smiles.
Tails, you know these black brats?
Black hedgehog asks. Tails nods. If anyone here is a brat, it's you and your friends, I say. And the black hedgehog growls.
Quit fighting,
the Tails demands. That's right, the Tails. And we go silent.
Guys, this is Amy, Rouge, Blaze, and Cream,
Tails says to his friends, and points at us as he says our name.
Girls, these are my friends, Sonic,
he says, and points at the blue hedgehog.
Knuckles,
he says, and points at the short-tempered red guy.
And Shadow,
he points at the black hedgehog. The boys scowl at us. Well, not Tails. They sit right in front of us, and I sigh.
Great.
First day as normal teenagers, and we already have enemies. I think as I look at my nose, then smile. But at least we haven't been discovered yet, I think, brightly and proud. Yet, I think the bell has begun. That actually ended pretty well. At least it ended with music. So that was the end of chapter one. I don't know. That is, like, the worst thing I've ever done. I'm gonna end up doing that again. I just know it. Oh, God. That was, like... Eventually, we're going to go into the sexy parts. Just know that, right? Someone's gonna have to have sex. And my money is riding on Tails and Cream. Just saying. Right then, now that I've read some fan fiction, to read the damn thing I linked. What did you link? Keep in mind, I've been reading. Oh, God. Oh, man, I already see the word penis. Okay, well. Okay. Okay, whatever. I need to find music. I need to add music. And since we went into the creepiness that was Amy as some kind of teenage high school person, I think that's what we're going to go with. Don't you think? Doesn't it make sense? I think it makes sense. It always makes sense in the end. And why not? We're going to throw some disastrous music in here while we're at it. All right. So this is... Sure, yeah. I'm having a hard enough time as it is making it an hour, and you guys want me to extend the show. Also, I don't know if you've noticed in here, but it's actually warm in this room. I'm actually sweating like no one's business. It's actually... Oh, it's 86 degrees in here right now. I don't know. Maybe I can do that on Friday nights. I don't know. Fan Fiction Friday with voice. I don't know. Anywho, here's some music to go with the creepiness. Voice art.
Show some.
we're back. Again, I'm still, you know, I'm reading this fan fiction that was posted by Woe21, and I don't even know. I don't even know what to say. Because it seems like it's going the Sonic 06 route in a very, very bad way. Anywho, so I guess some of you guys are kind of. You really want me to read that? You really want me to read that? That's. You hear for odd things. Well, you missed me reading Sonic fan fiction earlier. I guess I could take it up a notch with this fan fiction that. Woe21 posted. It was very disturbing. Alright, you know what? Screw it. We'll do it. Because I don't. What am I going to say about Sonic Lost World that I haven't already said? That I'm extremely disappointed by Sega's decision to wuss out and go console exclusive. So now I just gotta find music. This got some pretty good, Woohoo, nothing! Boohoo, nothing. Right. Well, let's see if I can read this in 10 minutes or less. Okay, so. Hold on a sec, I have to cut over to my. Dramatic music. Dramatica 5. So this is like fan fiction night here on RSN Live. I really don't want to it is going to be on RSM, and that's the problem. I'm not going to edit an entire chunk of video out or audio. So you know what? You asked for it, so here we go.
Shadow makes it big. Chapter 1.
Hold on a sec, I gotta let the music cue up. It's gotta be more interesting. Alright.
Chapter 1. The Prologue of the Shadows. A Sonic the Hedgehog fanfiction, epic, by Shadow Fang. X.
Whispering echoes. The echoes whisper. The whispering echoes whispered through the echoey woods on that one dark day when the ultimate life form lost his one true love of Maria. Maria was a woman in a blue dress. What had well big boobs, where the nipples poked out a bit. Shadow liked these boobs, and by proxy the woman who was called Maria. What was her name? The ultimate life form was Shadow, by the way. I don't know if I made that clear, but Shadow is the ultimate life form. Anyways, one day Shadow was thinking about that one fateful day he lost Maria in the echoey woods that whispered in like pattern. The whispers made him think of Maria as he wept tears that only a dark, brooding, and totally original character can cry. That's actually in there, by the way. Shadow then got his hand and put it to his penis. Shadow had a well big penis, like a 10-foot one or something. And it was a furry penis because Shadow was a hedgehog. If you didn't know he was a hedgehog, then, well, was by the way. Was well by the way. Chaucer started to move his hand over his penis, rubbing it and crying. Shadow felt good. The sensation was pleasant, yet it made him cry more. If only Maria were here to tell Shadow up and make him feel guilty because masturbating is not normal. Bullshit! This made Shadow cry more. He used his tears as lubricant and thought about Maria and her well-big tits. An hour later, Shadow finally came by pissing cum all over the place. Suddenly, he heard someone cry that wasn't him. It was a Boy Scout! It turns out that the woods he was in was actually a camp group for Boy Scouts. Shadow didn't realize this until 20 minutes into his wank, but he still carried on because he thought that there was a fantasy, that they were fantasies. He wondered why he was fantasizing about children. Oh my. Shadow then ran away in fear of being a pedophile. This was a big deal. Shadow was so upset now that he tripped over a head first into some mud. When he got up from the mud, he saw a shadowy figure. And not shadowy as in him, because his name is Shadow, but shadow as in the figure was in the shadows. Shadow, the hedgehog, not the shadow, then said the words, Who are you? I am Shadow, the hedgehog, the ultimate life form, with his mouth. The shadow, the man in the shadows, not the hedgehog in the ultimate life form, Shadow the Hedgehog, replied to Shadow the Hedgehog, not the man who was in the shadows, by saying, I am the person who wants payback, a loud voice, which wasn't an indoor voice. But it was fine because they were outdoors. Shadow the Hedgehog then realized who Shadow the man in the shadows was. It was Knuckles! To be continued. Alright. Well then, I was hoping to read that by the end of that earlier track, but obviously I failed. Chapter 2 is not here. And yes, that will be on Radio Sega Media, so feel free to look that up. I don't know what to say. Reading that has kind of made me, Oh god, there is a chapter 2. My god. Well, you know what? I'm going to save that for next week. I'll go ahead and bookmark it. I'll pin the tab. We'll do that. And people will look at me all confused, like, when they see my computer and see that on there. I like the other reading. I mean, I like the way I read this one compared to the other one. This one, I don't really have to do many voices. It doesn't really... You know, it's not overly complicated, I guess, is my point, the bullet point of this presentation. Yes, I'll have to involve Tab in this one day. Well then, I don't know about you, but that has definitely been one hell of a night. You see, Edward, oh my god, really? Fucking really? Oh man. Thank you, fan. By the way, if anyone's wondering where these are coming from, they're listening to the podcast. If you haven't already turned it off and deleted it from your computer and set your computer on fire by now, these are coming from fanfiction.net. That's a place where people can post their fanfiction. But yeah. I think that's it for tonight. I think I'm done reading fanfiction for tonight. It's actually 6:56. I'm kind of just stalling for time at this point. I really want this to be over. This is some of the most disturbing shit I have ever read. That said, it can't... This one that I just read does not compare to Sonic's last one-night stand, which I'm actually tempted to read now, maybe next week, if I can find the actual... like, text version of the fanfiction. Those of you who have been on my IRC or my TF2 server will have heard that one before, as I had that as an epic greeting. So, all right then, it's time to draw this show to a conclusion. As soon as I turn the main volume back up, there we go. Had to insert a control player stop because that makes everything look better. I'm trying to think what music I should use today. And I can't think of anything. So, it's like, I guess we could use this as the ending music. So, alright, this is, Voice, RSN Live, disturbing myself for your entertainment. I will be back next week. See ya.
Listening to RSN Radio.
No one tells me what to do. I'm from the ghetto.
For more information, go to www.randomsonicnet.org.